This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. A new report shows the number of people who are homeless in Dallas and Collin counties hasn't changed much. The Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance announced the results of its homeless point-in-time count taken in January. Across Dallas and Collin counties, the overall number of homeless people fell slightly, by just 0.5%, but there was an increase in certain categories of homelessness that advocates say are more important to monitor. Cindy Crane is the president of the Homeless Alliance.
When you think of homelessness, you think of people on the street and people in emergency shelter. So when you just look at that core, unsheltered and emergency sheltered housing, it was an 8.6% increase from the prior year. I think that is a better baseline to start measuring against.
The report found that homelessness is still largely concentrated in Dallas, but that the biggest percentage increase in homelessness actually happened in Collin County, in Frisco and Wiley. Though the numbers in Collin County are comparatively lower, its homeless population doubled to over 100 people. Crane, who is a member of the KERA Advisory Board, says the Homeless Alliance will push for more policy changes that will ensure the neediest get help first.
I want to see a dramatic decrease in homelessness next year. I would love to see a 20% decrease in unsheltered homeless a year from now, but that's going to take street outreach, more engagement, better data, and also to improve the number of permanent supportive housing beds we have.
Following several homeless camp closures over the past year, advocates have pushed Dallas and Dallas County to make fighting homelessness a financial priority. They've also called for a housing first policy, which prioritizes finding permanent housing before addressing health and employment needs. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.